5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Wendy Bell. She says only the truth.
Welcome to your daily dose of fact.
Well, our greatest responsibility is to serve our communities.
The El Paso, Las Cruces communities.
Eastern Iowa communities.
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But we are concerned about troubled
plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on
CBS News.
Some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
And that is what they did. They buried the Hunter Biden story before the election because they were like, we can't risk having the election thrown to Trump. We'll tell them after the election. Well,
and we know for a fact that that's what they did?
Of course. You don't follow
this. Saying you know for a fact that that's what they did? I don't know what they did.
I know, because you only watch MSNBC.
No, that's not.
The time has come. I've had enough. I'm taking back my land.
Live across the fruited plain and from sea to shining sea. 3 hours of bold truth, excellence, and optimism for America. The Wendy Bell Radio Program.
Welcome back, my friends. Hour number two of the Wendy Bell Radio Program now on the clock. Okay, so there's so much that's being kicked around. We should protest. We shouldn't protest. We should do this. We shouldn't do that. This is what's going on. This is what isn't going on. Who knows what's happening in the realm of the hatred of Donald J. Trump? So there's only one thing to do, ladies and gentlemen. You got to do a deep dive. Oh, Brock.
Wayne Peters, investigative journalist, direct from his undisclosed bunker in Canada. This is Wayne's World. On the Wendy Bell Radio Program.
Only Wayne gets a stellar open like that. Ladies and gentlemen, from said bunker, our friend Wayne Peters. Wayne, if only we had something to talk about.
I know, right? There's nothing interesting going on these days. Like, I mean, there's no conspiracy theories left. Everything is wide out in the open.
Right?
Whatever should we talk about?
I know. What did you think when you heard about this whole indictment, possible arrest, et cetera, et cetera?
It was interesting because my first instinct, ultimately, after several hours of research and deep diving, was absolutely bang on correct. And this is another episode in the giant charade that is the stage play that we're watching about the Biden crime syndicate, or you can call it the Obama crime syndicate or the Cabal crime syndicate. It's pretty much all the same at this point.
Right, right. This is the latest installment, and this is, you know, you cannot even think it's remotely coincidental. It's all planned, Wayne. I mean, Comer drops from the House Oversight Committee, the first of a dozen obviously hugely harmful bits of news about the Biden crime family syndicate. Just $1 million from the communist Chinese, right, going into Biden family bank accounts. They needed to do something fast. And when you need to do something fast, you need a leak and you need the media to run with it. So you take it away. Tell us where we're going and what's going on.
Well, this, I think pretty much the entire population of the planet understands that this is a witch hunt, and we're going to dive into a little bit less of what's about the witch hunt, because, I mean, since when in history has any law enforcement agency perp walked a president for a misdemeanor charge? I mean, this is just absolutely the epitome of absurd. So you have to look at why and who. And this starts not just this past Friday, but this actually starts with the last guy that Bragg replaced, a fellow named Cyrus Vance. And you know, without to understand a little bit of this character, I did a little bit of looking in him, and he's been kind of a sketchy player, to be kind, for quite some time. In 2011, he actually argued on behalf of Jeffrey Epstein to reduce his sex offender status. This is the prosecutor defending the perpetrator. That was a very unusual, and of course, by 2019, he denied all of that. Vance has spent an exorbitant amount of taxpayer dollars and years, 5 years and $10 million per prosecuting a bank that turned out to be dismissed. He's filed he was a part of the Paul Manafort persecution, and this is where it started to get interesting and started to have overlap between what's going on in New York against Mr. Trump. It's a little bit bizarre to me that every prosecutor in New York that is filing charges trying to prosecute Trump all seem to have their funding coming from the same sources. This isn't just one case, I don't believe. I think this is a part of what Trump calls the political witch hunt. And the more I dig into this, this was absolutely what I discovered. This is a long pattern of repeating the same processes by the same people, investigations being launched, ultimately being dismissed. Vance and his investigators have worked to discredit almost everybody that was doing something, anything that the Democrats literally didn't approve of. He's worked on behalf of Weinstein in New York as well, in protecting or running interference on victims. This was where it got really disgusting to me. Allegations against Weinstein were the accusers were investigated, and they tried to prosecute the victims of Weinstein to the point where the police had to put their own clients, the victims, in protective custody to protect them from the Crown prosecutors in the case against Weinstein. This is the people that are driving the bus behind this before where we're currently at.
Stop you right there, because what Wayne is saying is this Cyrus Vance guy, for the better part of a decade before Alvin Bragg, who was a George Soros funded DA, ever came into the program here, ever really came into the spotlight, Cyrus Vance was the guy in charge in Manhattan. And so that is why Wayne's going back. This guy's been dark and has spent a heck of a lot of taxpayer money without a whole lot to show for it, other than corruption. That all seems to go back to the same people, Wayne. Go ahead.
100%. And this is, I think it was important to set up understanding who passed the baton. So where does this purpose come from? So when Bragg gets a hold of this task, initially, he had declined. He didn't really want to prosecute this. He felt this was a very, very shoddy case. But he's absolutely a proud Democrat, and he wants to do what the party wants. But this guy, as much as he appears to be playing the fence and the public with this, he absolutely, I believe, has a personal ulterior motive. He's proudly boasts to having participated in suing the Trump administration more than 100 times already. And this was before he became the district attorney. So that's kind of shows a little bit of bias in a legal system that's supposed to be equal justice for all. Not really in New York, apparently. So he was also a part of the team that resulted in Trump having to pay $2 million to charities. This was where, to me, it got creepy. He was quoted as saying, "It's important regardless of who the defendant is, because it's cheating and greed and cheating the taxpayers. It's obvious. It obviously becomes more consequential given that it involved the former president's corporation. It sends a message. I hope it sends a message to New Yorkers that you know your one system of justice. This kind of conduct, regardless of who you are, won't be countenanced in Manhattan. But meanwhile, the crime rate has gone up by 50% by the district attorney that refuses to prosecute violent crimes at for low-level individuals.
Well,
this is the guy.
Yeah, and you have to remember, too, Alvin Bragg is the guy who tried to throw the book at the bodega owner, the worker guy, who stabbed to death a dude who was trying to jump him inside his bodega. That guy was arrested on murder charges. There's no arrest of people who are breaking the law. They have carte blanche, and they know it, right?
100%. And this is where it gets scary. You brought up that this guy was funded by George Soros, and this had been a pretty public allegation. So he's been controversial over this, but I didn't realize how strongly he'd been funded by George Soros. So there's, I believe, some room for investigation into this own individual's election process. He's been heavily endorsed and funded by people like Color of Change, those kinds of organizations, which gave him $1 million that Soros gave them. But the scary part of this is that over the last a couple of years, George Soros has actually managed to capture 20% of America's district attorneys.
So think about this. You've got Kim Fox, you have George Gascon, you have Larry Krasner in Philadelphia here in the Land Before Time, obviously Alvin Bragg, and that's just probably the tip of the iceberg. Wayne, hang tight with me. We're going to come back and we're going to continue looking into who this guy, Alvin Bragg, is, who's apparently the chosen one from the cabal to take down the biggest threat to basically overturning everything constitutional, lawful, and free about the United States of America, Donald Trump. I want to tell you quickly about our friends at the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. Love what they do. When you can heal someone who's in pain because of a bulging or herniated disc in their back or their neck, I mean, usually you consider surgery as your option. If you've been told that you need to have spinal surgery, you might, in fact, need to. But don't you want to have a second opinion? Let Dr. Richard Rafferty at the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh look at your MRI and see if you are a candidate for a non-surgical revolutionary procedure that Doc Rafferty is the best at. It's called intra-disc neutrosis. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 98% successful, and it allows your body to heal itself. It's not a magic bullet. It is a therapy, and it works. 10,000 people say so. Go to PittsburghDiscInstitute.com. PittsburghDiscInstitute.com. Look at all of the testimonials, and then call 412-906-9600. Make your appointment today. You need to live pain-free. So start the process now. More deep dive into what's actually going on with President Trump and these allegations and this alleged indictment next on the Wendy Bell Radio Program. All right, welcome back to the Wendy Bell Radio Program. Let's tune back in to Wayne Peters. He's doing a deep dive on this whole Trump indictment allegation, but really the sordid story behind it. I don't think people, Wayne, understand how well-funded George Soros and his tentacles are in this country, how many people are on his payroll. It's just gross. And wherever he goes, think St. Louis, think Los Angeles, think Philly, think New York City, crime is out of control and everything is haywire by design.
100%. This man single-handedly funds more than 253 lobbyist and influence organizations in America. He spent more than $42 million only on district attorney campaigns in order to capture the multiple states that he has, covering literally protecting 20% of the American Republic. And he has replaced these law and order positions with activists. So we literally have America being transitioned from a nation of rule of law to kind of rule by the mob. When you have activists in control of the judiciary, you're going to go down a very dark path very quickly. So I think that this is something that people not just in New York need to be aware of and concerned with, but literally 20% of Americans now cannot rely on the justice system to provide law and order to them. They can expect a response based on activism and social justice and the whole ESG thing. So this is, I think, where the rubber meets the road between all of the Democrats screaming to save our democracy. When you don't have a democracy, you have a constitutional republic. This is where it's showing what the difference truly is.
Right, and we should stop there because, Wayne, remember, Kim Fox in Chicago was the same one who basically let Jussie Smollett off the hook, right? And he wasted how many hours of police officer overtime? More than $100,000. And she was like, yeah, nothing to see here. What?
Yeah, they're letting out. We're seeing the videos. You know, the bodega issue guy. The legal system in New York has become full on activist. They are not interested in crime. They are only interested in persecuting those who are not politically reliable. And there's a lot that ties into this as well. I mean, New York is the epicenter of the Clinton Pizzagate allegations, all of these things. New York is the epicenter of it, and it cannot be coincidence that a city or a county or like New York has this much infiltration. And this was an area that George specifically targeted out of that 42 million to capture 20% of the population. 1 million specifically so far I could document back to Alvin Bragg alone. So that's a pretty significant investment in the, transitioning the justice system to an activism system in New York. And at over the same period of time, this is where, to me, it started to implicate the still Obamas or the forever Obamas and all of that. Because George Soros, we've literally got the Securities and Exchange Commission chairman, Gary Gensler. Forgive me if I'm not announcing that right. But he's been accused of denying and trying to hide meetings where he's facilitated meetings with George Soros and Hillary Clinton behind closed doors. That doesn't smell a little bit like conflict of interest at all. And it was whitewashed with George saying, oh, he wanted to write an article for the Wall Street Journal. Mm-hmm. I don't know of anybody that writes anything for anybody anywhere that has to have a personal meeting with Hillary Clinton and the head of the Securities and Exchange Commission to write a news article.
Well, okay, so it does. All right, Wayne, in 30 seconds or less, tell me where you want to go in the next half hour, because I have many questions for you.
I think this is kind of ultimately all going to end up going back through some of the Obama holdovers and what they're doing. The ruling against him bunch of millions of dollars. I'm just not seeing that part of my notes here. By other prosecutors, they are really trying to make Trump the focus of who they're after. So it's again going to all end up coming as we look further back, coming back to the Obama Clinton holdover.
Yeah,
Democratic.
I want to go there a little bit with you, and I also have some questions, Wayne, from your perspective at 30,000 feet in Canada. Well, he might be below ground in his undisclosed bunker. More questions about what's really going on with this alleged indictment next on the Wendy Bell Radio program. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to the Wendy Bell Radio program, my friends. Remember, if you miss any of today's show, you can follow us on the podcast Wendy Bell Radio, wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Give us a download and a follow. We appreciate it. All right, we want to get back out to our Wendy Bell Radio deep dive investigator, Wayne Peters. Wayne, so when you first heard about Donald Trump's alleged impending indictment, Did you start thinking about how the people of the United States, and from Canada, you watch us in a certain way, because you've long said that we are fighting for what is right all across the planet. Were you looking at what you think our response should be? Do you have any thoughts on what you think the appropriate or what they want us to do to be aware of?
I think that this entire thing is absolutely set up for a photo op and perhaps even a false flag event. When you look at this case that they're putting together, it is completely lopsided. It is absolutely farcical. What they've done is they've brought in the former owner of the National Enquirer as a protected witness to testify against Trump about the money that they paid Stormy Daniels. And this is bizarre to me, that the district attorney that refuses to prosecute selling sex wants to prosecute for a hushing about sex. So this is absolutely ludicrous that they want to push this far on this. And I think the telling part is when they come out saying, we will not be intimidated. We are going to push through on this. This must be done. This is starting to smell a little bit like a January 6th style of setup that people are being herded into a situation. That's just kind of my gut feeling and intuition on this, because there is absolutely nothing credible in what they are pulling here in this. And they would love nothing more. I think that the objective of this is nothing more than to get Trump videoed and photographed in a perf walk. Mm-hmm. That's what they want out of this, because they intend to light up the American right and literally lock up forever anybody that comes out to support Donald Trump in this. So this is a dangerous situation, I believe, that's brewing, and I know that the Trump supporters would never willingly give them that opportunity. So how desperate are they to stage an event to protect the Bidens from the upcoming news releases and some of the issues that are starting to come out, not just about Biden being funded by China, but Burisma Holdings paying for the January 6th committee hearings. There's just way too much stink in the Biden tank to not try to leverage something miraculous and huge that may potentially eclipse their shortcomings and criminal prosecutions upcoming in all of this. So this time, though, I don't think that they're going to get quite as much cooperation from the former Rhino Party or the Republicans. Kevin McCarthy hasn't just rolled over on this, and now that they've begun with some of their committees, he's actually tasking them to start investigating some of these DAs in New York. So hopefully there's a little bit of teeth to that.
Right.
And I hope the American people don't get trapped.
Well, it's interesting. It's interesting that you should talk about McCarthy, because just a moment ago, NBC News blasted out this headline saying McCarthy says Americans should not protest if Trump is indicted. He says this: I don't think people should protest this. No. And I think President Trump, if you talk to him, he doesn't believe that either. Nobody should harm one another. We want calmness out there. Well, of course, but if you saw any of the video in just the scant footage that Tucker Carlson has released and stuff that people have themselves from being at January 6th, there are a lot of videos that show regular America-loving patriots going to the Capitol and saying to people who are inciting violence, stop. What are you doing? You're clearly trying to push us in. Stop it. Stop, stop, stop. What's your take on McCarthy saying this? Should people protest? Should they not?
I think that's doing due diligence. It's Trump's job to connect with the people. It's the Republicans' party to maintain calm and order. So I don't think that any Republican is actually endorsing anything extreme. People are, protest is the legitimate, the legal, recognized way to object to these kinds of things. So I think it's important for Americans to show their support in this as well.
And to be wary of Antifa. And to be wary of Antifa, Black Lives Matters, and George Soros-funded agitators who no doubt will be ready and salivating to get involved.
Well, that's where the bullpen is for them, right? Mm-hmm. New York is ground zero for the disruptors, for the dark side. They are typically the ones that when they're hired to come up to Canada, they come from New York and they come by the busloads. So we know that there's more than ample of support there to disrupt anything. So I think that the wise among the Republicans are realizing that this might actually be a setup. I mean, this is, do you want to go and protest at ground zero in your enemy's compound? They're trying to, I believe, take a more powerful approach to this. Jim Jordan has been made aware of this. They've already talked about this. They're going to be looking at using the Select Committee on the Weaponization of Government to investigate these district attorneys. So I think that there's actually some teeth coming that I'm hoping, and this is McCarthy's job, actually, right, is to say, look, guys, we are on this. We are doing something about this. The question is, do we have faith in McCarthy at this point to actually get something done with this? But when you start to bring people like Jim Jordan into the equation, he is a pit bull. So in this instance, I actually believe that we're going to start to get some attention paid to this very directly. It's a real gamble out there. If it was anywhere else in the country, I would say, you know, Trump is looking for your support. But being as that this is in New York, that is the epicenter of where the dark lives. This is where Soros lives, I believe, as well. That is UN ground zero.
Yeah, but I'm thinking even bigger, Wayne. I'm going beyond that because New York is not the epicenter of the heartbeat of America. It is the heartland. It is the people who pay attention, who have dirty fingernails and work boots. It's the people who work in the hospitals. It's the teachers. It's those of us who do the jobs that did our jobs, even during a global pandemic lockdown. That heartbeat pumps strongly. And it's not just in one city. It's in every city. What if people did gather and they gathered peacefully without saying a word? What if they gathered at their, say, their state capitals? What if there was a show like that where it was a silent show of force? What do you think about something like that? Because if you are quiet, but you show up en masse, then you can clearly identify the agitators.
You know, if it was anywhere else but New York, New York is, again, that's UNHQ in North America. It's UNHQ in the world. It's if there was one city that I'd be concerned about burning down in peaceful protests, it would be New York.
Right. I'm talking about every other state.
I think that this is the time. This is absolutely the time for people to say enough of the charade. They've gone too far again, and people are going to need to support the Democratic Party in this if they want them to move forward and to find answers and justice in this. Protesting and support is going to be required. And the other side of it is, if they tell you not to protest, due to fear for your safety, what should you do? You should go and protest, because for your safety from the government is never for your safety.
That was the vaccine, ladies and gentlemen. That was the shutdowns. That was the masks. That was the social distancing. That was all a precursor to something bigger. Is this that something bigger? I don't know. But I'm not going to not protest. And it makes me feel uncomfortable that the Speaker of the House is discouraging this. This is a First Amendment right.
100%. And these people that are behind this current witch hunt in New York are not limited to just hunting Donald Trump out of this. These are also the same people that are hunting the NRA and the banks that allow people there that do business with the NRA. So this is a coordinated attack from the holdovers and the captured by Soros institutions that are literally at every corner assaulting your First Amendment rights, your Second Amendment rights, all of them, and then attempting to remind you that it's for your safety to not protest.
Correct. Right. Do you think it's Obama behind the curtain?
100%. There is, you know, and the more I look at these deep dives, almost every single time, and I'm not a buyer of coincidence, almost every single time it comes back to Obama loyalists, whether they served under Clinton or Obama or both, in every position of power behind the curtain, the man on the stool is a former Obama or Clinton sycophant that it never gave up on the Democratic Party. So the more and more this goes on, I believe the more and more Americans have had enough. I believe that this is ultimately going to backfire on them. 100% with everything that's happening with Biden. I think this is an act of desperation because with what's coming out on what's the last Biden to get paid from China, there's going to be indictments. There's absolutely an opportunity for impeachment, and they need the biggest storm cloud that they can get to hopefully get that by. Whether it's the banking collapses and your 401ks being emptied over the weekend or Donald Trump as a perp walk, I expect big news for the left trying to create distractions for the Bidens this coming week. And ultimately, at the end of the day, the ringleader of influence is still Mr. Obama behind all of these policies.
Right.
Nothing changed after he left office.
Well, I want you to hang tight, Wayne. I'm going to put Wayne on the spot because we need to spend our last segment. I want to ask Wayne about Barack Obama's connection with Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no mistake that the ultimate goal is to destroy America and to destroy it from within. Do not doubt that. And you need to hear some of the connections and some of the eerie new liberal world order garbage that gets dropped all over the place. They want you afraid, so afraid that you won't stand up and just go show up. Hell no. You do you. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but this is exactly what they want from you. Exactly. Quickly, I want to tell you about our friends at CBDistillery.com. If you've ever considered trying a CBD product, one of these derivatives from the hemp plant, right? This is not the stuff, THC, that gets you high. This is the healing medicinal stuff that has done wonders for arthritis in my hands, for the pain I've told you about ad nauseum on my feet. But how about this? There's also a CBDistillery.com product that helps you with anxiety and stress, and another one that helps you sleep. These are gummies, ingestibles, things you eat that calm you down and allow you to rest. This is a testimonial. I'm in listening to your show today. This is Heather. She says, you were talking about CBD Distillery and how you haven't tried the sleep CBD yet. Well, I have. And I can tell you it works. I struggle to sleep. I did a sleep study once. The doctor said my brain was like a convenience store open 24/7. It never rests. Since I started the sleep combo from CB Distillery, I've been sleeping so much better. I use both the gummies and the tincture, she says. I've proof, as well as my Apple Watch, that the sleep stats show I am sleeping better. I use it, the roll-on pain stick for my knees, and that too is wonderful. As always, thank you for recommending these great companies and for all you and Brock do. You're going to save 20%. CBDistillery.com. Use my name, Wendy, as the promo code. 20% off. CBDistillery.com. Quick time out. You don't think all of this is dark? Of course it's dark. You know it's dark. More proof of that as we connect Obama with the global darkness next on the Wendy Bell Radio Program. All right, let's get back out to Wayne Peters. Wayne, you've been a conspiracy theorist for a long time about this World Economic Forum stuff. You got me in on this. There's no possible connection to Barack Obama, is there?
Remember when we broke the ESG story on Newsmax together and I called out the names of the people that have captured the government? Mm-hmm. They captured the government during Obama's tenure. So Obama has been following orders and been a good boy for the World Economic Forum money pushers for a very long time. This is nothing that is new. This is an interesting thing, and something that I missed earlier there that's important to this is the same witness that they're bringing in and giving immunity to testify against Trump is the same guy that Jeff Bezos accused of blackmailing him with the same kind of garbage. So this is the credibility level of the witnesses that they're using against Trump. How desperate is that? And these are again, people that are placed by Obama, and they're moving up the ladder in that. Just this past Friday, the ruling made against Trump, and Evan Corcoran, to provide additional testimony by Judge Howell, who immediately is being replaced and succeeded by Jeb Boasberg. Another fellow Obama appointee.
Wow.
So this again, there's nothing that doesn't come back to tying into Obama. The financial institutions that have been driving the Democratic Party, George Soros is the single largest donor to the Democratic Party as a whole in the U.S., and that includes Obama. So we know Soros's interests in world domination at the behest of the World Economic Forum and the United Nations. So this just keeps getting closer and closer to the sun with Mr. Obama. Mm-hmm. And he is the midget on the stool behind the curtain holding the proverbial microphone and amplifier in The Wizard of Oz. That would be Mr. Obama.
You know, and I think we should also keep in mind, too, the DA, Alvin Bragg's star witnesses here are, as Wayne just alluded. You've got a porn star who's already lost this very case in court. Her attorney he's in prison for trying to extort Nike. And also Michael Cohen, who in 2018 was sentenced to 3 years in federal prison in order to pay $50,000 in fines for tax evasion and campaign finance violations. Other than that, I'm sure it's totally on the up and up.
Well, now they're all kind of scrambling because they've all broken NDAs, and now they're going potentially on the hook for countersuits to the tune of millions of dollars. So where is Stormy going to earn that kind of money? The entertainment value of this has disappeared yet, and that entertainment value is going to ultimately feed the demise of Democratic Party credibility.
This
is a win for us.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll have Wayne on it. Wayne Peters, ladies and gentlemen, you can find him on the Wendy Bell Radio Network app. He has his own icon there. Deep Dives with Wayne Peters. All of the details that he just listed there. Wayne, thank you so much for your time, sir. Keep fighting. Keep fighting for the truth for us.
Love y'all. See you next week.
Thank you so much. All right, so there you go. Lots to chew on. Lots to consider. Not a whole lot of specificity on how it's all going to drop, but important to know who some of the players are, what they're alleging, and what the actual motivation is. Now, I'm on the fence because I'm really of the camp that they want Donald Trump to win. They want him to run and to be the candidate. I think that is what they want, not the opposite. What's going to happen with all this? What is at stake? And how could they smokescreen any more for Joe Biden? We're going to talk about some new details on that front. The Biden crime family syndicate stuff that you might want to know about. The $5.2 million tax discrepancy next on the Wendy Bell Radio program.